bunch of cool guys playing, really good guys backing me up and stuff, and working on getting some more gigs. We did a lot of gigging last year and the year before that, and this is our usual closing number that we do. It's a song about wanting to tour, and I got to do a little bit of that. It was a one gig tour. It was with another band that I play with called Kenny Highland. It's Air Force. We played in New York State. But anyway, this is a song called I Got My Act Together.
Here I go, singing the same old song. Been playing down home for far too long. Building a following around this town. But how long will the deal go down? Paid my dues for singing the blues. I'll spread my wings wide and carry the news. I got my act together. Let's hold the winner they go up. I got my act together. We're taking the show on the road. Riding round trying to find a spot. Show them kinsfolk just what I've got. Let's set the gear up and test the sound. Then send the boys out to fire around. Strike up the band. Live in my grand. Rocking the world in a four-wheel rig. I got my act together. So the winner they go I got my act together. We're taking the show on the road. I got my act together. We gotta get up and go I got my act together. We're taking the show on the road. And if I should fall flat on my face, losing my place, getting unwigged, just drink a few beers and shed a few tears, and it's on to the next gig. Who knows? Let's hold the winner they go I got my act together. We're taking the show on the road. I got my act together. We gotta get up and go I got my act together. We're taking the show on the road. I got my act together. Let's hold the winner they go I got my act together. We're taking the show on the road. 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 We're taking the show on the road.
All right, I got one more song to play tonight, and this song was released late November on Rock Garden Records. It's available on Bandcamp and Apple Music and Spotify. Plug, 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 plug. This song's called Rain on My Parade. And thank you everyone for listening. I'm Captain Easy Chord. And here goes. could've went up the Green Mountains, traipsed around in the golden auburn fall. They said it would only last a day or two, been drawn along now for 3 or 4 days. No fair at all. Don't rain, not on my parade. Don't rain, not on my parade. Why must we keep playing the same old charade? How come I can't go out to LA? Don't rain, not on my parade. Don't rain. Don't rain, not on my parade. Don't rain, not on my parade. Don't rain, not on my parade. Why must we keep playing same old charade? Thank you very much.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Captain Easy Chord, killing it live on the air in Studio D. And we want to thank Mariah, also known as Boston Medium. She's got a show on, what was it, Sundays, Thursdays, Fridays. She's on all the time. It's great. And you should check her out. Yeah, we're going to get into some more music, and we're going to talk to Captain Easy Chord. But right now, we're going to do a PSA. And, you know, it's been a while since we've done a PSA about a squirrel driving drunk. So here you go.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Girl with a Hawk. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Linda Viens. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. I mean, she can literally sing the phone book and it would melt your heart. We also heard brand new stuff from Speed Fossil. And that's their new one called Magic Trick, which just came out not too long ago. And hey, right here in the studio, I got none other than the captain himself, Captain Easy Chord.
Hello.
How you doing? What mic are we on?
This mic.
Okay, there we go. Okay. So, you know, we were talking off the air. First of all, congratulations. You're on Rock Garden Records.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, since a couple of people from Rock Garden Records might be listening.
Yes.
I'm going to have this conversation. I think they are wonderful. You know, as labels go.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of, like, back in the 90s when everybody had, like, an independent record label and was putting out 7 inches left and right.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, you know, it's kind of like that. Except it's on CD and it's on digital and you can hear it.
Yeah, I mean, right now I think it's just digital medium. They're just doing downloads. So it's you know, you're doing a single song, you know, every few months or something like that.
And that's kind of where it's at. You know, it's kind of where it's at. You know, people don't necessarily have the attention span for a full album anymore.
Yeah, that's in fact. In fact, I had a meeting with them, and they were talking about that as well. And they seem to be they really are, you know, want to be hands on with the artists and stuff and help them to get the best results possible and get into your artistic vision and get it as fully realized as they can. So that's one thing I like about them, and they have definite ideas about how to go about doing it and stuff. So it's exciting.
You know, it's exciting. There's a lot of bands on the label that have been around. I mean, the members of the bands have been around for a lot of years.
Yeah, Little Boy Lost. I mean, Smitty and this.
I mean, Smitty and I go back to Figures on a Beach. You know,
yeah.
Way back. I mean, we used to play them at JUL back in the day.
Yeah.
And by the way, Tom, you know, Captain Easy Chord and I went to college together. We're both JUL alumni from University of Louisville.
Yeah, way back in the early 90s.
Yeah, and late 80s.
Late 80s,
early 90s. So, we've got a lot of history and we've, been friends with all of these people for decades in and out of the scene, and it's just so delightful to see amidst all of the younger bands.
Right, yeah.
And, so you got younger bands and older bands, and they're all making music together, and it's great. It's like, all the walls that had been up for the last couple of years in terms of how, live music is perceived,
Yeah.
It's not just for kids. It's not just for 20-year-olds. It's not just for 40, 30-year-olds, there are 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds and 70-year-olds still out there making some amazing music.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
And, how do you feel? I mean, do you think that it makes more of a difference to you now, being signed now, than when you first started?
Well, I never got signed to a label before. I mean, way back then, I was sort of more behind the scenes, either as a DJ or working in music retail. And I also interned, quote unquote, for Ryko and a little bit for Tang. So I was sort of behind the scenes. I mean,
right.
I did play music, but it was kind of on an informal, private basis. I didn't do too much playing outside or anything. And as a musician, I wasn't, I was still very much an amateur and doing it privately and stuff. And it's really only the last 20-25 years that I've really started getting out and playing my music.
Yeah.
Well, rather than just be a supporter or part of the scene, I've become sort of a really active musician along with the other people. So it's exciting for me. And I kind of saw what it was like for bands way back in the 90s and stuff, where you had indie labels and stuff, and they put out 45s, 7 inches, as we called it back then, and albums. And of course, the hope is that, you know, they're always hoping that they get signed to a major label, they get the big bucks and all that stuff. And
I mean, that's a business model that literally hasn't worked since the 80s, you know?
I know.
You always got these people that are walking around going, we're going to get signed, we're going to make it, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they all wind up, you know, if they do get signed, they spend a whole lot of money to make an album that they never make a dime on because it never makes back their money. They get signed and dropped. Mikey used to have these conversations about bands getting signed and dropped all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you could name a book of bands and stuff that get signed to a major label and then get dropped. O Positive, Cave Dogs.
Well, I mean, O Positive, Dave Hurley, he became an entertainment lawyer as a result of his dealings with the court.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it doesn't, you know, I mean, good for him because he's, you know, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of people working for him, and he's also a really great guy.
Yeah.
But and Cave Dogs, Cave Dogs, they got dropped mid tour.
I know, it's crazy.
You know, so what do you think? What's in the future for you and Rock Garden Records? You're going to be doing some touring. You're going to record some more stuff.
Well, I'm going to work on some more recording. I did record Rain on My Parade last October with Tom Hamilton at his home studio in Peabody with my current band, which includes bass player Larry Newman,
yep,
and guitarist Shel Pierce and drummer Tom Simancic. They're all great guys, and they've been performing for years and stuff. So I mean, they know this stuff.
Well, I mean, you were here with Captain and Schlemiel not too long ago,
right? Jonathan Pressman, your old Butterscotch buddy.
Well, I mean, we're old buddies. I mean, we're old as in ancient.
Yeah,
like ancient. I mean, we're both gonna fall over.
That's a lot of fun. We do like bubblegum covers. I mean, a lot of it's obscure, some of it familiar. So, you know, we're both bubblegum people. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've become good friends with him the last couple of years, and you know, I've given him rides to his dad's. We both know his father. He's
Murray the P. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you know, I mean, we played a little Butterscotch earlier, and you know, the jury's not back yet on when Butterscotch's going to be doing another thing. So
yeah, I think Jonathan's definitely up for that. You know,
he's, yeah. Well, right now I can't play an instrument right now.
That's right. You had your shoulder.
It's coming back, but I mean, I still have very limited mobility.
Yeah, so
I'm just gonna really be concentrating patient. On Because, like, you know, on the one hand, it's like, I suppose I could play, but, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. But besides that, I mean, I think that your songwriting has come light years since the first time Easy Chord played here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
I've been playing, I mean, most of these songs that I played, I've had those for, God, 20, maybe 20 years. 10, 15, 20 years, and I've been just playing them over and over and over again at open mics and stuff. So, you know, I've had years of, you know, going through them and, you know, working on them and stuff. And so it's kind of like a slow gestation.
Well, so after all of these years of playing solo piano, how do you feel being in a band, like with people?
Oh, it's great. It's spectacular. I mean, they kind of raise the horsepower considerably. And,
right.
Yeah, it's great having that support, the backbeat and the, you know, a guitar that can play the guitar parts that you can't quite play on the keyboards and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not a virtuoso keyboardist, as you know. I mean, I just basically a chord player. I mean, I might do a few little runs here and there, but I'm basically a chord player, and I make, you know, I do chord progressions so I can make songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's accompaniment to your vocal ideas.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Cool. So how many songs you got coming at us? Are you gonna record one every couple of months?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. In fact, I have I'm gonna be getting together with Tom Hamilton with the band on February 3rd. So we're gonna track a couple of songs. So we're trying to figure out which one to track. So you know, we got a couple of weeks to figure that out and stuff.
Right.
So yeah, I during the winter doldrums, so to speak. I don't have any shows coming up. There is one that we're working on for March, but that's a couple of months away. So I figure with the downtime, I can start doing some recording and maybe start writing some more songs and stuff. I got like a bunch of half-written stuff. It's like your tool junk box, tool junk drawer or something.
I think everybody's got one of those. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like it's sort of like the, you know, John has like all these notebooks that he writes stuff down.
Yeah.
You know, and I have hard drives galore of stuff. I've got voice messages on my phone with stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff everywhere. How do you get your ideas together? How do you commit to getting the song done?
Well, several ways. I mean, I could do this on my own. But what I really love to do, I have a couple of buddies, what I call rock buddies. They were, they're kind of retired from performing, so to speak, but we get together every now and then and do what we call rock night. And we just sort of spontaneously play whatever's in our heads.
Sure.
Just jamming, or, you know, come up with these little song ideas and stuff. So a lot of my songs evolve from that.
Right.
Those jam sessions and stuff. So yeah, I just like kind of coming up with stuff off the top of your head on the spot. You know, a lot of it's junk, but I mean, sometimes you come up with some good riff or something, or good, like a good chorus or something, and you know, later on you kind of build up on it a little bit, and before you know it, you got a song done.
Yeah, it's just that simple, folks.
Yes, it's like cooking.
Yeah, you know,
riding a bike.
You know, I like to cook. I like to cook. I don't cook that often. I think I cook about as often as I write music.
Oh, really?
I usually get takeout.
You're cooking with songs.
Cooking with songs.
Cooking with gas.
Cooking with gas. Good gravy. So what's it like on the show front? You got some shows coming up?
We're working on some stuff. I did play. I played the IPO show, International Pop Overthrow show.
Oh yeah, sure.
At Square Root last November. And Rock Garden did a showcase at Brighton Music Hall.
That was amazing.
Oh, it was fantastic. Oh, that's right. You did sound.
No, I didn't actually. I recorded it. I was there to record. I wish I'd done sound. But, you know, because for me, it's like I love doing, you know, I like doing sound with bands that I enjoy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because like everybody's like, turn me up, and I'm like, I'm not here for that. It's very rare that I can even go out to a show. I mean, sometimes I don't want to, because like after, you know, days upon days of mixing live bands, the last thing I want to do is go out to a show. But you know, with COVID and everything, I've been trying to get out more.
Yeah,
you know, and I was really happy that Todd asked me to be involved with the show. Because, first of all, we knew everybody in the room. There wasn't a single person in that room I didn't know.
All veterans.
And there's a single person, there's not a single person in that room that other people didn't know.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was like, okay, here's a intersection, like a Venn diagram, if you will, of people that play music in the same room. Just a whole day of great bands. I think that's not too much to ask for.
No, not at all.
I'm talking to you, Boston Calling. Yeah. You know, to have so many local bands play on a bill at a really nice venue, a couple of songs. It was a really good showcase. It really showcased a lot of great bands, and you were great on it. And you know, not for nothing. I knew Shell from my radio days in 1989.
All right, yeah.
You know, he and I were at RCA together. And so we go back a ways.
Wow.
And it's so cool to see, you know, how far people have come after, you know, you don't see each other for a while. And you know, it all came up the other day, of course, with Matt and his passing.
Oh yeah, that was
he played with everyone. He played with you too, right?
Oh yeah, he did play in my band in the early days when I was, you know, forming it and stuff. I know he had health issues for quite a while, and it did affect his drumming.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Yeah. So you know, eventually I had to, you know, get a drummer that could, you know, play what I needed and stuff. I mean,
of course.
He was very understanding about it, and we, you know, we were in good terms, thank goodness, because...
I mean, he's one of the mellowest dudes I ever met.
Totally chill.
Totally chill. And really good guy. Yeah. You know, and it's been weird, because, like, 2024 has started off with a lot of people. Well, I mean, we've had some people over the last 6 months involved in the music scene that are just
dropping
gone.
Like flies. I mean, yeah. We lost Trick Wallace, we lost Justine Koval, and we lost Ducky Carlisle.
Yeah, I mean, Ducky hit me hard because, like, you know, I did a lot of shows with Ducky.
Yeah.
Obviously I didn't record with him because I record on my own, but... Yeah. But you know, I'd been to his place. I mean, I got really drunk at his place.
In fact, I recorded at his place with Glider.
Oh yeah,
back in 2019.
Oh, gotta love Glider.
Yeah, yeah. That's another kettle of fish.
Oh, good God! Is it ever? Oh my God! Yeah, we could actually devote the show
to Glider's stories.
Glider's stories.
I love you, Cal. But Cal's a character. You gotta love him, though.
I don't want he's not listening.
I have to give him credit. He got me into the Boston scene as far as playing and stuff. He got me into the Boston rock scene.
Yeah.
So I have to give him credit for that. And then of course I also play in Kenny Highland's Air Force, which is another fantastic.
Yeah, Kenny, band. Another guy that's been around for forever, you know. Yeah. Who needs to get signed to Rock Garden Records?
Yeah, I think so. He's actually signed to Dino Records.
Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
That's in Western Massachusetts.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's been doing it since, what, 76, 77?
Oh,
with the
man,
Gizmos?
Yeah. He'll talk your ear off about his Gizmo days and his Johnny and the Jumper Cables days.
Oh,
and
my
stuff.
Lordy,
and
lordy, lordy.
Yeah, he's a legend.
So, you know, when you have these shows with all these other bands, you just swap war stories or what?
Yeah, we do a little bit of that. You know, we've done you know, with Kenny's band, it's a lot of fun. I mean, he doesn't take himself seriously at all. He just wants to go out there and rock and have a good time and stuff. And he gives me a showcase too with his band. I do the Doors 5-1, and That's another thing. I have my alter ego called Tom Depraved, which is my crazy hard rock doom rock guy. I kind of like scream and bellow the songs and stuff.
Damn, so I want to hear this. What's up with that?
I do a good Jim Morrison. I do a pretty good Jim Morrison.
Oh my God.
And I was trying to get a band together for Tom Depraved because I got like a bunch of stuff and a lot of it's really vulgar and crude. It's like I'd probably get thrown out of a club for playing some of those songs.
Oh, I don't. Nobody's gonna throw you out of a club for playing a song. Yeah, for gosh sakes. Well, no, I take that back. I remember. So we played. There's a Butterscotch song called "Hey Bitch."
Oh, really?
And every time we play, well, you know, it was always meant to be ironic. And always just meant to be. I think it was about Jonathan's brother's girlfriend, or something like that. A lot of songs are, and you know, we did it at one show. I think it was one of the last times that we played live. Did it at one show, and just pure silence. Everybody was really did not know what to think.
Wow. Baffled,
you know. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the Butterscotch baffle a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have a certain sense of humor, I guess, to get that kind of thing. And you know, thankfully I had that sense of humor with Jonathan.
Yeah,
and stuff with
those. Well, don't forget Mikey yeah. D was the original drummer for Butterscotch. So Mikey had,
wow,
you know,
that's, yeah. I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Well, you know what happened was you know, Jonathan was just putting out songs on cassette tapes.
Yeah, he's telling me that.
And Mikey heard it because it Brett Milano had done a review of it in the papers, and they realized that they were the same people. They'd known each other like back when they were kids in Dorchester way back when.
Wow.
So Mikey at this point, you know, was 92, 93, yeah, something like that. You know, I mean, he was up and coming. I mean, he was, you know, people knew who he was, and you know, he liked doing shows, and he started playing drums with Jonathan.
Yeah.
And, wow. And wound up getting them a whole bunch of great musicians on top yeah. of that, like Pete Sutton and
yeah. There's a lot of figures I unfortunately ever got to meet, and yeah, Mikey D was one. Billy Ruane was another. Although I think I did see him at the Middle East a lot. I mean, in the background.
It's kind of impossible not to see him. Yeah. He's just like, he's a bull in a china. He was a bull in a china shop. He just loved to have his bands up on stage and dance. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so. It's crazy. It's so crazy that we're all still like kind of here and doing things.
We're still around. We're still alive. We're still doing things. And yeah, I mean, I'm more into it than ever now. I mean, a part of it obviously is like, you know, I'm 61, so it's like I only have so many years left.
Yeah,
I may
it done.
As well do what I really, really want to do. And that's my approach to that. It's like, yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of my years, you know, doing the 9-to-5 job and stuff and kind of putting music in the background and stuff. I mean, it's always been part of my life, but, you know, as far as performing and stuff, I mean, when I got spat out of the 9-to-5 world, I decided right then and there, I'm going to do what I really wanted to do.
Why not?
Job be damned.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I hear you. So what's next? When's the next show?
I'm working on that right now. So I've been trying to get a hold of Tiny Oak Booking because I've done a bunch of shows at the Midway Cafe and the Jungle,
yeah,
and stuff. So they usually pretty good at getting me shows, but it's I don't know, maybe Heather's kind of busy or tied up with stuff. Yeah. So I'm trying to get a hold of her. And Worth an Attic is another place that it's
yeah, that you know, that's a great place.
Yeah. Dan Acklin. Hey, Dan Acklin, you hear us. He's the man.
Yeah.
He's the one that gets the really good shows and stuff.
Yeah, his shows have been incredible. Yeah.
So really he's going to work. I think he's supposed to work on getting me another Worth an Attic show. And in fact, there's a rumor that there's a show happening in a few months there, but we'll see what happens. That's as far as I'm going to go with that.
Well, hey, it's been great. Oh my God, it's always a pleasure having you.
Oh, great!
And
great to see you.
It's
Joel.
Great for me to be able to interview you. It's like I never get to have a conversation on the radio. It's crazy. Holy crap! And also, you know, this is the longest I've gone without saying F.
Yeah. Don't push your luck.
No. And because I don't want to push my luck, we can get back into the music. This is Detention and a No Name song, Captain Easy Chord. Tom, my buddy.
Yes.
My brother. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Joel.
Good to see
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You're on the town with Mikey D. This is Detention with No Name Song, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Something in between. Oh, mine is all Maddie and Bobby Socks. Eloise Brooke Chan, can't believe I forgot. Emily, Genevieve, Gwendolyn, Gipple. Maybe it's exotic, maybe something more simple. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee. But a wet one in here and out the other. She could be the one, man. She told me her name. I can't remember what it was.
Failure. Please continue to follow all norms.
Are you weak? Do you need a hand?
with a demand. Go to sleep. Nothing happening here. Nothing new. Just cut a few heads.
Leave me.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Radio, Tufts Freeform and Community Radio. We're non-commercial. Yeah, we're doing the whole thing. Senseless Optimism, giving us Leave You Behind from the It Gets Better EP, which came out 2022. Phoox with Hooks for Hands, going back to 2011. Sapling's new one, A Fox Upon the Tomb. And we started things off with Detention and No Name Song. That's also a new track. Wow, we are winding down in a grand fashion. We've got about 8 minutes left. I've got two songs for you. We're going to carry on. This is Other Brother Daryl, tune called Drive. You're on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Make sure you tell them that you love them in the morning.
91.5 WMFO, Medford. Yeah. It's, that is Other Brother Daryl with Drive, and it's 11:58, so I'm going to say WMFO Medford. I'm also going to say good night. Wow, it's been such an incredible evening, and we'd like to thank you for listening, and I'm happy to be here, you know, doing the thing. I don't get to do it that often, but that's because we had Mariah doing sound this week. Mariah, otherwise known as Boston Medium. Mariah, are you still out there? She out there? Come on in. Yeah. So we're gonna talk to her for a second. Come on the microphone. There you go. What the heck? How much fun? Hi there. So, you can turn the volume up. There you go.
Hello.
Hi there. There you
Hello.
Go.
Hello. There you go. Right there. Cool. Hi.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I was blanking. When is your show on
Tuesdays
MFO?
Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Sometimes Sundays if I'm subbing. It's called the Paranormal Playground Sounds on Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And if I do it on Sundays, it's called Paranormal Playground Sounds Special Edition.
Anyways, thank you so much for how'd it feel doing your first one?
Well, that actually was my second one. But it's great. Every time I do it, it's amazing. I get to listen to amazing music. It's just like being behind the board and everything. It's like the most zen experience, I would say.
All right, and you can follow your zen on Tuesday.
Yes,
that's right.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we're gonna say goodnight, and I'm gonna leave you with this one tune. And just like my my friend Mikey used to say, go out and see one local band a week. It could very well change your life. It certainly has changed mine.